folks. It's that time of the week. We get the view from the other side. He is the outstanding radio analyst who, in his playing days, quarterbacked UCLA to the 86 Rose Bowl win over number 4 Iowa, and Heisman runner-up Chuck Long, a team that had Flipper Anderson, Ken Norton, and game MVP Eric Ball. It's been a couple of years, but it's great to welcome back Matt Stevens. Matt, how have you been?
I've been doing pretty good, yeah. Hopefully the Bruins can do a little bit better than I'm doing, but... I'm looking forward to tomorrow's matchup for Saturday's.
I like to do the memory lane thing when I get only to speak with guys infrequently. I grew up in Jersey. We used to love the Rose Bowl. We were about 25 when you played that game. You had Hayden Fry coaching. His assistants were Kirk Ferentz, Bill Snyder, Barry Alvarez. Obviously, Terry Donahue was one of the great postseason coaches ever. You would become the regular quarterback next season, but what do you remember about that game, which is kind of legendary when you think about it?
Well, I mean, number one, Iowa was saying that they didn't want to play UCLA because we had a couple of losses. And at that time, they were ranked 4th in the country. They only had one loss. And, Chuck Long was just having a phenomenal season, Heisman Trophy candidate, like you said. And it was really the big guys up front that won the football game for us, UCLA. We dominated the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. And speaking of Ball, Eric Ball, the backup running back to Gaston Green, ran for 224 yards and 4 touchdowns. And everybody ribs me a little bit because he could have had a 5th touchdown, but we got down to the goal line and no one knows this, but he said he was tired, so I decided to sneak it in and I got a touchdown myself where he could have had 5.
You got to love that. I'm keeping it myself. All right. Yeah. There's our trip down memory lane brought to you by Matt Stevens and Steve. Let's get to this team. And, of course, last year was injury plagued. Josh Rosen missed half the year. Bruins struggled to run. So let's, entering this year, now the 6th under the guidance of Jim Mora, how would you gauge, I guess, the pressure on coach to kind of turn it around and get things moving in a better direction?
Well, one thing going against Arizona, everybody thought UCLA had righted the ship against Colorado. And going to Arizona, Jim Mora was 5-0 against Rich Rod and had a lot of success. So Khalil Tate, the guy had another mammoth game and only his second start, and that really threw UCLA for a loop. And Josh Rosen didn't have a good game. That's his first sort of mediocre game of the season. So UCLA, they desperately need a win against Oregon. And, Oregon's having trouble with the injury bug, but, this will get UCLA back on track because they're going to go on the road for back-to-back games against Washington and Utah. So a win now would definitely make you feel a lot better before you go on the road.
Now, we're talking with USC by that blasphemous.
Ooh,
sorry,
no,
UCLA.
Never say that.
UCLA. My bad, I owe you. UCLA radio analyst Matt Stevens. I mentioned some of the struggles running the ball, and there's been some instability at the offensive coordinator spot. The decision was made not to bring back Kennedy Polamalu, enter Jed Fish, who'd been at Michigan, also in the NFL, a third coordinator in 3 years for Rosen. So what stood out to you about maybe the impact he's had with his star quarterback in this offense overall?
Well, Jed Fritz is a guy. I mean, he's proved that as a coordinator, he understands the game. He has, conceptual routes, situational routes. He knows how to have his quarterback progress, through a pass pattern. He seems to have, spacing, when to call a run play action. And he can sort of be the Jedi mind master of Josh Rosen, who absolutely respects his coach and has never played better under a coordinator. So Jed Fish has been a successful hire at UCLA, and I hope he stays there for a very long time.
Another change was the running back coach, and a name many will remember from his standout days with the Bruins. He was on that great Bruin Rose Bowl team in 98 as a freshman, played in the NFL, Deshaun Foster. What about bringing back such a great player from the past to be a coach, and maybe what you've observed about his fingerprints as they've tried to improve running the ball?
Well, you bring back a guy like Deshaun Foster, and everybody thinks, all right, well, he's just going to say he's Deshaun Foster. you know, this is how you run the ball, this is how I did it. And Deshaun's not that way. He understands he needs to get, you know, in the film room. He understands the offense. He knows how to communicate with the guys. I mean, he's a big-time running back coach that has a promising future, you know, in the college coaching business. And, you know, and then he can say, as an example, you know, I did run for 200 or 300 yards against this team. But he knows everything about the running back position. You know, he was a good blocker. He understood how to, you know, go out on passes and get in between zone coverages. And, you know, of course, he ran hard and he has that desire. So I think it's been an added boost so far for UCLA. And the running game for UCLA had its best outing against Arizona. So hopefully that can continue with that success.
Talking UCLA football with Matt Stevens. He'll be alongside Josh Lewin for the call of the game at the Rose Bowl. I just always think of UCLA, and they've always had that unstoppable wide receiver, J.J. Stokes, Danny Farmer, you know, 6'3", 6'4", physical. And this year, Darren Andrews is the top gun. A little different at 5'10", but he's solid at about 200. What should we look for about what he presents as a strong target for Josh?
Well, you know, I anticipate Jim Leavitt, who has been in Colorado, he understands how good Darren Andrews is. And we saw Arizona do a little bit of a double coverage and put a guy over the top of Darren Andrews because UCLA, they've lost Caleb Wilson, their tight end. And he was also a go-to guy. And so now everything's on Darren Andrews' shoulder. So I'm sure the philosophy is stop Darren Andrews and just see if the other guys can beat you. And that's what Arizona did. You know, Darren Andrews understands spacing. He understands coverages. He can be that go-to guy unless there's two guys on him, you know. But, you know, that's what happens when you're good.
You know, obviously it starts a lot up front, and another new coach, the offensive line guided now by Hank Fraley. For folks hearing his name, yep, he's the NFL lineman with the Eagles and the Browns. They've got an experienced center, multi-year starters on the left side, some less experienced guys on the right. So, so far this year, that offensive line under their new coach, how would you evaluate how they've played?
Well, Questenberry, he's sort of the anchor, you know, the guy that directs everybody where to go. And, you know, he's going to be taking it, I think, to the next level. You know, one of the few linemen that are going to be drafted from UCLA in the recent years. And I think Colt Miller's finally got his footing underneath him. He, you know, missed last year. He had a leg injury, had to sit out, you know, three quarters of the season. I think he's back at full strength right now. He's a mammoth of a guy. He's 6'8 and a half, 310 pounds. And he can run for a big guy, you know, at that left tackle position. And the offensive line's really done well, especially in the last couple of games. They know how to pass protect, and they're getting the run game going. So, you know, Fraley, you know, and my hat's off to him because UCLA, they were not a good running team last year.
Couple of final thoughts for Matt Stevens. Not a lot to hang your hat on when it comes to the defense, especially against the run. You mentioned Khalil Tate, and Arizona had 457 on the ground. Stanford, obviously a great running team, over 400. And it's something Oregon went through last season. So what are the coaches, what are the guys saying about this struggle and, you know, how they could get this fixed with still half the year left?
Well, I mean, you hope they can get it fixed. I mean, everybody's been focused on stopping the run, and you know, defensively, you know, they have the guys there. They've had a couple of injuries. Hopefully Jalen Phillips, the superstar recruited defensive end, can return. That'll be an added boost, but there's a lot of young players being put into action on the defensive line, and hopefully that'll get some penetration. I think penetration up the middle is going to be one of the keys, though, stopping the run. But it has been a problem, and UCLA is trying to address it.
And finally, always curious about the buzz leading up, because Oregon, obviously, off a down year. We've seen the first house cleaning here in 40 years, and then they lose their starting quarterback. So what are the UCLA coaches and players saying, as well as what you're observing, maybe about the kind of duck team they'll face in the Rose Bowl?
Well, I mean, obviously, they're without Justin Herbert, and that's a big deal. I mean, And Braxton Burmeister, he's a true freshman. You know, he's going to get the start, obviously, but it's hard for any true freshman to go on the road, especially play in the Rose Bowl. And, you know, a couple of linemen are going to be questionable up front, you know, so, you know, he might be running around a lot, and UCLA knows they have an opportunity defensively to get after a quarterback, but there's just one big problem, and his name's Royce Freeman, you know, probably one of the best running backs that's ever played in the Pac-12. So, once again, you have to stop the run, and you have to stop one of the best running backs that's ever played. And UCLA, you know, if they can figure out Royce Freeman, I think they can figure this team out, you know, offensively. And, it's, you know, I think it's really going to come down to, and Jim Leavitt, who I think is one of the best defensive coordinators in the Pac-12, well, if not all college football, you know, he's turned that Oregon defense around. This is really about UCLA's offense and the Oregon defense and how that's going to fare.
Matt, it's always great catching up. I kind of nicknamed this one "We Need Answers Bowl" on both sides. So have a great broadcast. I really appreciate your time, and as always, look forward to catching up down the road.
All right, you got it. Hey, thanks for having me on.
All right, take it easy, Matt.